this particular piece needs to be added about the campaign of 1946, which I have outlined in some of the foregoing records. One of the people whom Alex Rose wanted me to see on the long list that I described was a lady named Bella Dodd, who was the secretary or principal factor in the Teachers Union in New York City at that time. And quite unbeknownst to me, Bella Dodd, during the years that I was away in service, had surfaced as an alleged communist fellow traveler, or perhaps even communist. In any case, I did go to see Miss Dodd, simply in the way that I saw many others, as an introduction, and to ask for support. Very same thing I had done with 40 other people on these lists prepared for me by the Republican and Liberal Party leaders. But this Bella Dodd situation came back to haunt me many years later, when in the in 1956, in the course of a primary campaign for Pat McCann's seat in the Senate in Nevada, one of the candidates, who was a former employee of the Judiciary Committee Internal Security staff, made the charge that I had gained my first election to the Congress through communist influence, to wit, Bella Dodd. Bella Dodd, in that 10-year interval, had turned to the right and made exposés of all whom she knew or encountered in her previous position as an alleged communist. And apparently, I was also part of that story, and tied into my FBI file, which I knew nothing whatever about, but this individual, who had been employed by the Judiciary Committee, did know about. Indeed, one of the anomalies is that I subsequently went on the Judiciary Committee, and this man continued to be employed by the committee. And indeed, I didn't ask that he be fired particularly. It was the water over the dam long since by then. But that confluence of events brought on an enormous crisis for me in the 1956, in the summer of 1956, which was still the holdover of the McCarthy period, and really was directly responsible for my running for the Senate. I was then Attorney General of New York, and had I not run into this particular situation, might very well have gone the state route, as I had had a remarkable success in 1954 in being elected Attorney General of New York over Franklin D. Roosevelt, Jr., and might well have opted to run for governor in 1958. Which it turned out was the year that Nelson Rockefeller ran for governor. And had things worked out differently, we might never have had Nelson Rockefeller in U.S. politics. But I shall go into that story in much greater detail in respect.